Democrats hopeful for White Knight to enter 2020 presidential race. By Amy Furr on October 22, 2019. None of the current candidates seem to have what it takes to defeat President Trump in 2020, according to Democrat donors. In an article for the New York Times, Jonathan Martin wrote Tuesday that Democrats at an event last week in Manhattan discussed who they thought should be in the race, not who is already running. Martin continued. With doubts rising about former Vice President Joseph R. Biden's ability to finance a multi-state primary campaign, persistent questions about Senator Elizabeth Warren's viability in the general election and skepticism that Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, can broaden his appeal beyond white voters, Democratic leaders are engaging in a familiar rite, fretting about who is in the race and longing for a white knight to enter the contest at the last minute. Since the last debate, just anecdotally, I've had five or six people ask me, "Is there anybody else?" said longtime Democrat Leah Daughtry at the dinner hosted by the progressive group, American Bridge. However, Martin wrote the mood of alarm is even more intense because of the party's hunger to defeat President Trump and, with just over 3 months to go before voting starts in Iowa, their impatience with finding Mr. or Mrs. Right among the current crop of candidates. In May, Breitbart News reported that Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said none of the current Democrat candidates could beat President Trump in 2020. If you look at why people voted for Donald Trump, in my opinion, first and foremost it was because he wasn't a politician, he said. Politicians are the least trusted of every profession. On Monday, Democrat presidential hopeful Julian Castro, D, said he would exit the race unless his campaign could raise a significant amount of funds in the coming days. This is a critical moment. If my campaign can't raise $800,000 by October 31, my campaign will be silenced for good, he stated. However, Representative Tulsi Gabbard's DeHi campaign gained traction among potential voters this week after Hillary Clinton accused her of being groomed by the Russians to be a third-party candidate. Tulsi Gabbard has put her life on the line to defend this country. People can disagree on issues, but it is outrageous for anyone to suggest that Tulsi is a foreign asset, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, said Monday in her defense. Despite the recent uptick in support for Gabbard, former Obama adviser David Axelrod said Democrats are still on the fence about which candidate might be able to keep Trump from winning a second term.